Hello, beautiful soul. Welcome to Soul Chat. I am your host, Ebony Chitora, also known as Ebony the Goddess. You have now entered the realm of a wisdom-centered podcast, offering soulful discussions about life's challenges and tips towards overcoming them with grace. Here, we talk about all things soul care, self-love, and let's not forget healing into wholeness. So what can you expect in my world? Soul healing conversations, tips for improving your mental health and wellness, and how to begin believing in yourself like never before. So if you, like me, are into creating a strong inner game, pull up a seat, grab your notebook, pen, water, juice, or wine, and be prepared for perspective-shifting conversations. After all, you're so worthy of living a life that you love. So let's get into it. Hey everybody, welcome to another amazing episode of Soul Chat. I am your host, Ebony, also known as Ebony the Goddess. And I am so excited to bring today's episode to you. This is a special one on love. With my love. And we're going to start out actually by using some questions from the Honest Dating Expansion Pack from the card deck, We Are Not Really Strangers. If you are not following them, please make sure you follow them, because one of the things that makes my relationship super unique is the ability to have amazing discussion. So welcome to the Soul Chat podcast and family, my love. Such an honor to have you here today.
Oh, what's up? What's up? Thank you for having me. I'm excited for this, to share our story and to share how we feel about each other.
Which is a perfect segue into, we're just going to jump right into these questions. Because we've used them before. So I thought it would be a cute way to just dive right into just sharing our love and our laughs with each other, because we definitely laugh a lot. So the first question is, what do you find most attractive about me that isn't physical?
What I'm most attracted to you by is your heart. You are so loving and caring, and it always shows whenever I'm down. It's you always try to pick me up. So that is one of the attributes I love about you, and it's an amazing feeling.
You know. So I would say what I find most attractive about you that isn't physical would be your wisdom. I think you're definitely wise, and it's the fact that you speak from your heart, right? So hearts unite.
Yes, yes, I love it.
The next question is, what dating advice would you give your younger self?
It would definitely be always be yourself. You know, you never dim your light for anyone, not even in a relationship. You know, if someone can't love you for who you are, they're not for you. And there is someone out there for you.
Okay, finger snaps. the dating advice that I would give myself, my younger self, is don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. And I almost want to echo what you said. Like, I think you know when people are for you, and if someone can't love you at the full capacity of who you are, then they're not in alignment with you, period. I would also tell my younger self to be patient.
Oh yeah, yes, patience. For sure.
So this next question is a little bit deep. But I like it because this podcast is always going to be about loving yourself, healing, all the good things. And the question is, what did the people who raised you teach you about love? How has any of that shaped your views on love today? Or just your views on love before? Because I think our views could change.
I think it's a tough one for me to answer because I don't necessarily know, because I don't think I was even paying attention. And for the people that know me, know that I've been in a lot of places, but I know along the lines in different areas and everything, it's always been make sure the person you're with, you put them first. Don't ever, ever try to hold back and be selfish, because it's just not going to work. Your partner always wants to be loved and make sure they know that they're loved. You know, so I think that's one of the things I realize. And you look back and you see, you know, I have some friends that when I was, say a couple of years ago, and when I asked them to do something, they'd be like, well, I got to ask my wife first. You know what I mean? It's just like things like that. And it's just, and I always used to question, like, why did I ask them? But it's the truth, you know, because you always want to be on the same wavelength as your partner. So that's what I know.
So you are also saying you weren't paying attention to the way those around you loved. I would say you did. I think maybe for you, it's not as traditional as most people were, like, we looked at our parents. You know, maybe you had other people that you looked up to, or no, you're like, I just wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, because, you know, growing up with my mom had my stepfather, but I wasn't really around. And then my grandmother, she raised me a lot too. And I never seen her with a man. So, you know what I mean? Or female, either one. She just, you know what I mean? She stuck to us and that was it. And until this day, she still don't date, you know? So what I see is, you know, what I know.
Yeah, I would say for me, what I saw was definitely a little bit of both, like toxic relationships as well as healed, working together relationships. And I'm thankful for that, because I feel like when you don't see what a positive relationship looks like, sometimes you can equate anything to being like, you feel like that's the relationship, you know, until you wake up a little bit. So one of the things that absolutely we've encountered is just even me being in a relationship and thinking, okay, if it's not working, like, just quit. When in fact, that's not always the resolution. So, you know, I'm honored to have learned some amazing things from my family, and I'm so grateful for that. And for those of you that may have not tapped into that episode, that's actually a legacy episode where I did interview my grandfather and my grandmother, and it was so epic. And I think it's so amazing to hear wisdom and to hear other points of view that have, in other eyes, that have seen other things. So definitely check out that episode. But yeah, I learned a little bit of both, you know, and I think that is what makes me who I am. So last and final question, what song should I listen to on my way home?
Oh. Wow. Like, we know that's actually our thing, you know, we send each other songs, and wow, so many. So many. Which one that comes to my mind right now that I was listening to today was Everything by Mary J. Blige. So I'm gonna just throw that out there right there.
Oh, Vernon, it's so hard too. There's so many. Oh my gosh. But it would be Aerosmith. Don't want to miss a thing.
Hey, okay.
back, take all the way back. So back. For those of you that have been waiting for this podcast, I did share with you that we would share a little bit about our love. So even just sharing that song is super special because that's like one of the songs that I remember you used to play over and over again. So Wayne and I actually met in high school. And it just took time to catch up with each of us reconnecting. And even at that time, we kind of had a thing for each other. It never went super far, but it's just so interesting, the alignment. And yes. Circling back to a space where it's like, for those parents out there, if you've ever seen Hotel Transylvania, what do they call it? The Zing. It's the Zing. You know, like the lightning that just happens when two people are together. So that is our story. And it's just amazing that we circled back to each other in such a perfect time and space.
I say, yes, it was. I smile when thinking about it. You know, it's been, it's crazy. It is crazy. The one thing that social media helped out with, reconnecting us. Yeah. So that's amazing though, yes.
I agree. And I think for me, one of the biggest things that I've been able to witness in these past few years of just exploring myself and life is like just alignment and what that looks like when you're just aligned and something is right, you know, because things get tested, whether it's your dream or your partnership. The validity of like, okay, is this what I'm supposed to be doing or is this where I'm supposed to be? It's going to be tested, you know, so.
Every day.
Yeah, but I definitely think we represent that alignment, especially since we are long distance. So that puts definitely distance between us to need to grow and like have faith in each other, even though we're not physically in each other's presence every day. So thank you for answering the questions. I thought that was fun. And thank you everyone for tapping in. So I have one more question for you.
Uh-oh.
And the question is, what is love?
What is love? Love to me is pretty simple. You would do anything and everything to support your better half. Right or wrong, you always have their back. Cherish the moments that you have with each other because, you know, it can always end. Love is just one of those things that you know when you are in love and you know that it is right, you know, because there's no questioning it, you know. I really, and that's one thing that I've noticed from my side. I don't question anything ever. No questions at all. I already know what it is. You know, sometimes we can go back and be like, did I do this? Did I do that? No, I don't question none of that. I know that we are aligned and I know that we love each other, you know, and I think to piggyback on the distance thing, that really helps, you know, because some people that are in long distance, they're just like, I give up, you know, and I think with us, and I can tell how much I love you is just like, okay, we had a little bad day. Let's wake up and restart it all over. You know, we're not sticking on the harping on a bad thing that happened the day before. We just let each other know and then get back to it. So that is love is just for me, just knowing how I feel. So
all those things. Oh my goodness. So what is love? I think there are many words that have many words in them. That's why it's so hard to be like, this is what it is, you know? Because it has so many words. But I would say, I think what I've learned with us is, and even just your career and what you choose to do is like when you show up in love, it is just so pure and it just opens you to miracles and to things happening in such a way that is just, yeah, that's all I can think of. It's just magical, you know? So I think love is something that we get to continue to expand in and explore. I feel like it's one of those things that's always growing, you know, as you get to learn and love yourself as well as love your partner. Because, you know, I'm a proponent of, listen, love yourself first. But I do think men in general default to like, nah, that's my queen. Like, I'm gonna love her. Like, I got her back, you know, and then me. So I think love is just expansive, you know, and it's a ride. It's a joyous ride, but also it's that glue that if you really do love one another, you are, let me use your acronym. So what is it? It's LLCH, right?
Yes, it is.
You better not forget. So it's love, loyalty, communication.
Yep.
And honesty.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes.
I passed the quiz. Yeah, love is all those things and some.
Yes, it is.
So thank you for being on this episode. Thank you all for listening and for enjoying this podcast with us. If you are not already someone who has purchased the We Are Not Really Strangers deck, make sure you purchase it because we need to be asking each other better questions just so we can continue to grow and expand. And that's probably one of the things I love the most about our relationship is that ability to have deep conversations and for us to always value honesty no matter what. Mm-hmm.
No matter what. That's a very, very truth. Yeah. Don't be boring. Stop being boring. For real.
People get boring when they settle, but we'll save that for a whole other discussion.
Right.
Yeah, so thank you for joining me on this episode. I pray that you all love and adore it. You can support this podcast by sharing it with your friend because sharing is not only caring, it's a sign of abundance. We thank you so much for tapping in and we'll see you on the next episode.
That sums up this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I pray that this episode has delivered clarity and some. If you loved it, share it with a friend because sharing is not only caring, it is a sign of abundance. If you're an avid listener, leave a review so I know how I'm doing. And continue to heal into your best version, overcoming all of life's challenges with ease and grace because you can. And come back when new episodes drop with your pen, your notebook, water, juice, or wine, and be prepared for more soul healing conversations. Be blessed because you are so worthy of living a life that you love.